Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. And before we get into this episode, I wanted to do a little PSA and remind you that I put out multiple shows a week of Old Time Radio Westerns. You can check them out by going to otrwesterns.com or looking up OTR Westerns on your podcast application of choice. We're releasing over 10 episodes a week so far, about 100 a month. So definitely want you to check that out. Again, otrwesterns.com and check it out. I also wanted to invite you to check out my sister podcast site, OT Netcast, and that's N-E-T-C-A-S-T. So OT N-E-T-C-A-S-T, Netcast, otnetcast.com. We're currently releasing mystery genre shows, and this is shows like The Shadow, Escape, Suspense, and The Whistler. And we have plans on bringing other shows to the network for you guys to listen to. So it's my non-Western old-time radio channel that I can kind of do other genres that not only I like, but hopefully you would like too. You can check us out by going to otnetcast.com or searching O-T-N-E-T-C-A-S-T on your podcast app of choice. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Grand Ole Opry. Original air dates, February 23rd, 1949. In this episode, we've got Red Foley and Rod Bradsfield.
It's Grand Ole Opry time!
Howdy, all your friends and neighbors! Come on, friends, I'll go! You love your punch and banjo! Pick out your fiddle and your bow! Roll back the rock on the floor! Light up your old top high! Everyone will have some fun at the Grand Ole Opry tonight!
The Grand Ole Opry with Rod Brassfield, Minnie Pearl, and starring Red Foley.
Her eyes were blue, her hair was auburn, her smile was like an angel dear. She was her daddy's only daughter on the Tennessee border. One night I took a ride just across the line. I picked her up in a pickup truck and she broke this heart of mine. Her mother said, no, she's my only daughter. But we got married on the Tennessee border. Shining from above, I fell in love the night I saw her on the Tennessee border. One night I took a ride just across the line. I picked her up in a pickup truck and she broke this heart of mine. Her mother said, no, she's my only daughter, but we got married on the Tennessee border.
Fresh off the noon bus from Hohenwall, and I want to bring him out right now, Rod Bracefield.
Thank you, Miss Foley.
Fairly well.
You know, Miss Foley, I think by now I'm getting smarter every day.
You look it?
Yeah, I do, sure enough. Now, you take a while ago, I stopped up here at a drugstore. And just from standing there and watching a feller drink an ice cream sundae, I could tell that he was going to have a long boat trip.
Right, my goodness. Yeah. You must be a mind reader. How could you tell?
He had on a sailor suit. I got you in. Hey, I just killed me. Howdy, friend. Now, by Ned, it's been a pretty day today, ain't it? We had us a lady fortune teller down there in Hohenwald last week, and I mean she was pretty. I'm telling you, she was as pretty as a little old bitty pulling china pig in a pea patch. Oh, she was pretty. Her name was Princess Pomona. Princess Pomona, that was her name. And I asked her, I says, Princess, I bet you can't read my mind. And she didn't say nothing. She just slapped my face. I wanted to know all about love and romance, so she says to me, says, I can tell that you're fretting to get married. I says, Princess, when a fella goes as long as I have without finding a gal that'll have him, he ain't fretting. He's just fidgeting. And then she got out her crystal ball and took one good look into it and let out a scream, Mary, that just nearly deepened me. Just screamed, and I knew right away what had happened. I knowed right then what had happened. I knowed she'd seen my gal, Susie. She says, yeah, I see Susie. She's got a figure like a rookie baseball pitcher. She's got a lot of curves, but she can't control them. I says to her, I says, Princess Pomona, can't you see just one thing nice about my gal Susie? And she says, well, she ain't much on looks, but she talks just like a movie star. And that there made me just plumb proud. I just felt plumb proud when she said that. I says, that's what I said. I said, who? What movie star, Princess? Betty Grable? She says, no, Gabby Hayes.
Folks, here's the most talent I've ever seen in a small package, little Jimmy Dickens.
Now, when I was a little boy around the table at home, I remember very well when company would come. I would have to be right still until the whole crowd ate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now, taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these cutie ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait. Gotta chew my gum a while now. And then the preachers, they would come to stay a while with us. I would have to slip around and raise a little fuss, in fear that I would spill the beans or break a china plate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now, taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. And that is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait. I'd starve to death before my time would come. All that chicken they would eat and just leave Jim the bun. The feet and neck are all that's left upon the china plate. It makes you pretty darn weak to take an old cold tater and play. Now taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. And that is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and whey.
You know that thing, Jimmy. that guy Jimmy sure can sing, Grady Boy.
You tell it
to
me,
that's the biggest little voice I ever heard in my life. I'm telling you the truth. Mr. Foley, I like the way that boy sings, but I just wish by now he wouldn't be so that busted bold.
Now, wait a minute. You mean Jimmy Dickens bold?
Yes, sir. Jimmy is bold.
I don't believe it.
Well, he is. I took him to see this here Princess Pomona while she was fortune-telling there in Hornwall. And the minute he seen her, he just went running up by Red and just grabbed her and give her a great big kiss, sir.
He did?
Yeah. And she says to him, she sort of jerked back away from him and says, now, look here. My lips are for another.
And what'd Jimmy do?
He give her another.
Now, Rodney, I'll tell you what you do. You go over and sit in the rocker and rest yourself. Rest yourself while Wally Fowler and his Oak Ridge Quartet give us one of their fine songs, and it happens to be the Bible on the table and the flag upon the wall.
People say that I'm a bit old-fashioned. Just the same, I'm gonna have my say. If we all believe in God and country, everything will be okay.
With a Bible on the table and a flag upon the wall, neighbors, that's the answer to it all. They're the backbone of our nation, and we'll always find salvation with a Bible on the table and a flag upon the wall.
I have talked to farmers in the valley, mountaineers and men who sail the sea. I have talked with businessmen and scholars, and today they all agree.
With a Bible on the table and a flag upon the wall, neighbors, that's the answer to it all. They're the backbone of our nation, and we'll always find salvation with a Bible on the table and a flag upon the wall.
Tonight we'd like to sing a sacred song called Just a Closer Walk with Thee. I'm weak, but Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. As long as I walk, let me walk close to Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Grant it, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Gently, safely, oh, to Thy kingdom shore, to Thy shore.
Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea.
Montana Slim. Uh-huh. Slim, buddy, this is a heck of a question, but what do you think of our Saturday night doings down here, huh?
It's the grandest show on earth, buddy.
If you'd have said anything else, we'd have had to let you go, you know.
No.
But Slim, I tell you, how about you doing one of those fine yodel songs of yours for us, huh?
I'd like to do the first number I ever recorded, and here it is, folks. My Swiss Moonlight Lullaby.
That's the one.
Rowing along in the moonlight by a mountain stream. Oh, high up on the mountain, there lies my golden dream. There lives my sweetheart, waiting day by day, watching from the doorway of her moonlight Swiss chalet. It echoes through the canyon, along the mountain side, and sets my heart aflutter with a Swiss moonlight lullaby. Oh, yeah, nee, la 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 la.
Every time the doorbell rings, the landlord for the rent, I'm going to tear down the mailbox, tear ought to tear down the mailbox, tear up the address. I never get no letters anyhow. I'm going to write to the paper, put me in an ad. Tell the world my bed and boarders left me raving mad. I'm going to buy a home and pigeon, send him on a call. I'll bet I'll get an answer, brother, that ain't all. I'm going to tear down the mailbox, tear up the address. I never get no letters anyhow. I'm going to tear down the mailbox, tear up the address. I never get no letters anyhow. I'm going to pay up my taxes so that I'll be free. I don't have no doggone sheriff coming COD. I had a gal who promised she would write, never would forget. She practiced on my checkbook, she's up the river yet. I'm going to tear down the mailbox, tear up the address. I never get no letters anyhow. Thank you.
Cousin Minnie Pearl.
I think everybody had a good time at the picnic except your Uncle Nate Bob. What in the cat hair was the matter with him? Why was he so jittery?
Well, didn't you hear about it? Uncle Nate Bob almost got himself killed the night before.
Sure enough?
Yes.
Well, good gracious alive. I mean, Pearl, what in the world happened? Did he run into a flash of lightning or something?
No, but he thought he heard him a noise out in the yard.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
When he looked out, he seen somebody jumping around out there.
Yeah.
So he stuck his shotgun out the window and just blazed away.
He did? Who was it?
Well, nobody. It is his long handle underwear flapping on the clothesline.
Well, how in the world do you figure he almost got killed?
Well, he'd have got killed if he'd have been in the underwear.
You know, I never thought of that.
No.
Hey, Minnie,
yes,
by Ned, Minnie Pearl, I'll bet you one thing. I'll bet you, by Ned, you was proud of Hezzy when you won that there milking contest there like you did.
I sure was, Rodney, but Hezzy, he goes by his milking talent honest.
Yeah.
His pappy was the best milker in the county.
Sure enough?
Yes.
His pappy had a lot of pull, huh?
Once he milked a cow, now I'm going to tell you.
Yeah?
Once he milked a cow so dry it left her bow-legged. He milked that cow so dry she gives 2 gallons of milk, 1 quart of talcum powder, and an IOU.
Well, sir, for my last song tonight, I've got a kind of a sad one here. It's as full of sentiment as a package of old letters in lavender. Here it is, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. In the firelight glow, I see her. Blue eyes crying in the rain. As we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember. Only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain. Up yonder, we'll stroll hand in hand again. In a land that knows no parting, blue eyes crying in the rain.
Thank you.
again next week with another Grand Old Opry. United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.